Artemas Fowl was almost content. His bodyguard, Butler, was not quite so relaxed.
"Are you wearing the earplugs?"
he asked his employer. Artemas sighed deeply. "Yes, Butler, though I hardly think we are in danger here."
"Maybe not, Artemas, but the thing about assassins is that they like to catch you unawares."
"Perhaps," replied Artemas, perusing the menu's entree section. "But who could possibly have a motive to kill us?"
"They might not be after us. Remember, John Spyro is a powerful man. He put a lot of companies out of business. We could be caught in a crossfire."
Artemas nodded. As usual, Butler was right. A waitress wandered over, smiling a dazzling smile.
"Hello there, young man. Would you like to see the children's menu?"
A vein pulsed in Artemis's temple.
"No, mademoiselle, I would not like to see the children's menu. I have no doubt that the children's menu itself tastes better than the meals on it."
The waitress's smile shrunk by a couple of molars.
"Yes, sir," stammered the unfortunate waitress. "Whatever you like. And to drink?"
"Spring water. Irish, if you have it. And no ice, please, as your ice is no doubt made from tap water, which rather defeats the purpose of spring water."